ABC Radio Australia.
Well, vote counting will start in Solomon Islands in a few hours' time following yesterday's general elections. Officials say polling was peaceful across the country, and it could take more than a week before ballots are tallied. Now the country waits to see if there will be a change of political leadership. Our reporter, Evan Wasuka, was on the ground yesterday speaking with voters who were excited to exercise their democratic rights for the first time in 5 years.
When you go, you check him, this blue, and then blue, make sure you check him now, page blue, very important.
The sun had only just risen, but already polling booths had begun to fill. With the energy high, voters like Central Honiara local Adam were enthusiastic about casting their ballot.
There's a mood for change. We need a change in this country. Maybe we change the system, or maybe we change the members in the parliament. That's the change we looking for.
John Iroga began lining up at 5 a.m. for the chance to vote, saying he's doing it for his kids.
It's important because our future is not in our leaders. Some of us who have kids, it's the future of our kids we're worried about. We have to make the right decision in our voting.
300 candidates are contesting 50 seats in parliament, and another 900 are contesting provincial seats. Three wards declared winners quickly in Kukum, Anuta and Tirotonga wards.
We now have the first three declaration of winners for the joint election 2024. All three winners were unopposed, and all three are from the provincial wards and Honiara City Council ward.
As more results come in, the newly selected MPs will travel to Honiara to form coalitions and vote for the Prime Minister's position. Caretaker Prime Minister Manase Sogovare is hoping to return for a second back-to-back term. But he first has to overcome competition from three other candidates in his home seat in Choiseul Province. Across the day, voters like Eugene in Honiara voiced a similar theme.
It's important to vote because I want a new member of parliament and for him to help the country. It feels good to vote new.
In the lead-up to the election, Solomon Islands has faced a tumultuous 5 years with political riots, concerns about geopolitics and the pandemic. This is the first election since Honiara switched diplomatic allegiance from Taipei to Beijing in 2019. It's a relationship Manase Sogovare has highlighted in his campaign as a selling point and an issue that has seen John Amitau come out to vote for the first time.
5 minutes to four and I just cast my vote. Yeah, feeling high. First time. I'm 55 years old, but it's my first time to cast a vote. And it's a special because it's both for the National Parliament and Honiara Town Council. So
he says he'll be keeping a close eye on who the next leader is and how they handle the relationship with China.
We have just done the switch. So really, really looking forward at who will come into power and see we continue with the China thing or we switch back to Taiwan or we look for another whichever country of power that we wish to engage in Solomon Island. As recently, lately, we've seen China really pouring in the aids. And at the moment, I'm sure China is trying to influence in some way. But then I know that the security part of it, Australia, New Zealand, even the US are coming in, you know, inside of security too. So I'm really looking at the security side of things.
And as the crowd swelled across the day, teams of international observers were on site to closely monitor. Logistically, it's a huge operation, with around 700,000 people in the country and 420,000 people registered to vote, spread out across hundreds of islands and atolls. Police from Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea were on hand to assist local police in case of unrest. The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force commended the public on a peaceful turnout. Electoral CEO Jasper Anisi says polling day went according to plan.
So far, I would like to thank everyone for respecting each other's right. Our initial report shows that all polling was progressing as planned across the country. Our morning reports indicate that there was no significant incident.
While the morning saw a large and hurried turnout, by afternoon the crowds had dwindled before polls closed at 4 o'clock local time. And as the sun set, Many voters, like Adam, returned home, satisfied with carrying out their democratic rights.
The exercise of democracy is very important to keep the strength and power of this country. Democracy is very important, so the voting is very important.